Hello, everybody. Ginger Black here. Ginger Black at workinsanity.com. Today, my question is, are you an innie or an outie? Remember when you were a kid and you were starting to learn about your body and you, well, at least in my childhood, one of the things was your belly button, you know, in or out? And so you were called an innie or an outie, depending on whether you're how your belly button was. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I wanted to talk about a behavioral trait, which is introvert versus extrovert. And the reason I want to do this is I spent many years in the assessment industry, and I really see the value in people understanding themselves better. And most people are misinformed about the difference between an introvert and an extrovert. And this was first described by Carl Jung about an attitude preference. And it's really about the difference, how people perceive their external world. So the question that you want to ask yourself or other people is, when it's time to, well, let me just go back and say that a lot of people think that introverts are shy and wallflowers and they're just weird people, but that's not really the case. So the question that you want to ask is, when it's time to recharge your batteries, do you prefer to be alone or with people? This is recharging your batteries. So an introvert is more prone to want to get away from people to recharge their batteries, because the introverts have energy that they feel is sucked out of them by the extroverts. So they need to get away from the extroverts to regroup and regain their power. And so introverts prefer to be alone. They prefer the internal world of thoughts and ideas over the external world of people and things. Now, introverts are only 25% of the population, and they are more interested in the inner world of concepts and ideas than actions, objects, and people. They're more interested in how that idea, person, or thing influences their beliefs. And they will have a greater depth of concentration as opposed to a breadth of interest. Introverts think of extroverts as shallow and not real or genuine. And introverts will also have a certain space or territory that they call their own. Sometimes they are said to be lonely in a crowd, or even at a party, an introvert can be lonely. Now, some of the other tendencies about introverts is they have few friends, but they have very deep connections with those friends. They look to themselves for causes, and they reflect before acting. They enjoy working alone, and they may be more solitary than social. They are probably self-sufficient, they're less carefree, and they value aesthetics. And again, they likely are apt to deal with concepts and ideas versus actions. Now these are kind of generalizations, but they like jobs that might be mathematicians, dentists, writers, farmers, technical jobs, scientific jobs, engineering jobs, artists, printers, carpenters, creative architects, and creative research scientists. On the other hand, the other 75% of the population is extroverts. And extroverts need to be around other people to actually get energy. So that's why they're social beings. They need to draw the energy out of other people. They prefer the outer world of people and doing things rather than the internal world of thoughts and ideas. when it's time to recharge their batteries, they will want to be with people. They're more interested in the outer world of actions, objects, and persons than the inner world of concepts and ideas. They are interested in how the idea, person, or thing impacts others. Extroverts will have a greater breadth of interest as opposed to a depth of concentration. They prefer interaction with other people and a breadth of friendships. Introverts prefer concentration while extroverts prefer interaction. Extroverts tend to have many friends and not deep relationships with them, kind of the party animal. They like to be sociable. They look to the environment for causes. They appear to be happy and happy-go-lucky. They prefer action. They get involved in new situations. They tend to be impulsive, show social adjustment. They love interaction. They tend to be stable, adventuresome, talkative, gregarious, outgoing, and have ego strength. Jobs that an extrovert might get involved in: sales, social worker, athletic director, personnel director, public administrator, so more social jobs. So again, when you're thinking about introvert versus extrovert and why this is important, looking at how can you work with all types of people, and how can you be in relationships with all types of people. So when you think about the innies versus the outies, or the introverts versus the extroverts, if you see a person who's more contemplative and not action-oriented, what I do is, when I study people, and I, you know, for years I've looked at why, for some people, you know, you may say, okay, here's how you set goals, and you need to, you know, set a goal and make it measurable and all that, and then you need to take action. Well, an introvert is going to have more problems with the taking action part. It's not that they don't get things done, it's not that they, but the way that they go about it may not be the same as an extrovert. So when you're trying to influence other people, it's important to know that everybody's not like you. And that's one of the hardest concepts for us, because we grow up in an education system that teaches us that everybody's the same, and when you look at this, it's the color red, and everybody perceives the color red as the same. Oh, except unless you're colorblind, and then you don't see red. You don't see the color red. So the idea about learning about the different personality types is important, because it helps you influence other people. It helps you stop and say, everybody's not like me. It helps you understand that not everybody is an extrovert. Not everybody deals with the world the same way I do. As a matter of fact, nobody deals with the world the same way you do. That's a fact. Because we all have, and I'm going to get into this in other podcasts, but we all have differences in our personality that causes us to view the world, and it's called a map of the world. So my map of the world is going to be different than everybody else's map of the world, because the map of the world is based on so many features about our human existence and about our past and about how we interacted with things that came our way and how we avoided things that came our way. And all of those things help us become who we are. But when you're teaching others, or you're helping to influence others, it's critical that you realize not everybody's the same as you. So one of the reasons why the assessments in the assessment world really interested me is because for many years I took assessments. I think it was Myers-Briggs that I first assessment I ever took many, many years ago. And I was borderline introvert-extrovert. And I often say I don't exactly know. I think that I have some introvert tendencies and some extrovert tendencies, and I am a bit of an anomaly in that. But again, remember that people's behaviors are not who they are. people's behaviors can be changed. The core of who they are is not the behavior. So when you look at somebody's behaviors and judge them on that, you have to be very careful not to assume anything. So people think that I'm an extrovert because I can be very social. I can be very, I was in sales. You know, the first two jobs listed in what I was referring to earlier as an extrovert were salesperson and social worker, and I've done both those jobs. So, but I think in some ways I was kind of forced into being an extrovert, and I think a lot of introverts may be that way, but I like being by myself. I spend time a lot with myself, and you know, I many times prefer the company of my dogs than people. So I have very, very core group of friends that are very dear, near and dear to me, which is more introvert than extrovert. But I can get very social and be very social. So again, it's not about whether you can be something. It's about who the core of you is and what really drives you and makes you feel like yourself. And, you know, this is one of the things I work with people on is how do you recognize that? Because in our society, we have to perform sometimes as people that we are not. So when you take a job, you know, you kind of prostitute yourself for income, and you are prone to have to do things in a job that don't really resonate with you, aren't really who you are. And we all take that and run with it because we have to, or we think we have to. So when it's time to ask yourself again about, you know, where do you regroup? How do you get your energy back when you're feeling depleted? Do you run towards people? You know, I think about when I think about extroverts who are self-employed, I think about how Starbucks has made a fortune on extroverts who work out of their home, because extroverts need to be around people. And they may not even need to interact with them, but they need to be around people. So any weekday morning, you can go into Starbucks and see people working there. People are working there because they get the energy from the people around them, even without necessarily interacting with them. They may smile at them or have a small conversation with them, or they may see regulars there that they know, or they may, you know, engage with the baristas at the coffee shop because they need that external interaction that they're not getting sitting at home working on a laptop. So the portable office has made it possible for extroverts to overcome that dilemma of being in a home office where there aren't any people. You know? And again, when you think about extroverts, and because it's such a monopoly, so to speak, of the population, 75%, that's a huge amount of people who are extroverts as opposed to introverts. When you think about that, that's why so many of, you know, the business information that gets out is, you know, like I was using the example before of how to set goals and how to be more engaged in your day-to-day, how to get things done by setting goals. Well, a lot of the goal-setting programs are so based on taking action and not the concepts and not the... doesn't mean that introverts aren't successful. They just don't do it in the same way that extroverts do. And that's what one of the key elements is for me when you're working with people is to really understand, you know, where are they coming from? Because just like me, who's probably a little more introvert than extrovert, how would people know that about me? They may not be able to tell that about me from just having a conversation with me. You know, I remember years ago I went to a networking event, and I took somebody with me who was definitely an introvert, and they asked me, you know, they stood kind of against a wall and didn't mingle a lot with people, and they asked me, how did I go up and talk to strangers? And I said, because it's a learned behavior. I force myself into doing it. I pick out people in the beginning that are less threatening to me, and then I just go for it, and I have You know, I may set a goal of I want to meet three people, during that meeting. And so I, once that little pingy thing in the back of my head is, oh gosh, I've only met one person, then I force myself to doing that. And I remember when I was younger, obviously, I went to meet friends at bars, and I was always feeling like, oh, I didn't want to walk in a bar, and I didn't want to be standing there by myself, and with all those, you know, blood-sucking extroverts, so to speak. And so what I did was I would go in a bar, and I'd go directly to the ladies' room. And then when I came out of the ladies' room, I felt like I had already been there, and it was okay, you know. So we all have our little tips and tricks that we've learned to help ourselves through things. But the reason I bring this up is, you know, who are you helping today, and would it help you to know more about how this person operates in the world, because they may not operate the same way you do. So go out and ask people today that you're working with, you know, and ask them in a way that's not obviously obtrusive, but, you know, ask them where they derive, you know, do they like to get away from people? Now, you look at the people, where they go on vacation. You know, do people go to Las Vegas on vacation, or do they go to the beach, an isolated island beach? You know, which one do you think is the extrovert? Which one do you think is the introvert? I'll leave that up to you. Anyway, signing off today, GingerBlackWorkInsanity.com. Hope you're having a great day, and make it a good one.